brought to you by Penguin.
Centennials by Professor Alex Hill, read by Theo Solomon. Centennial. Centennial. Adjective. Lasting 100 years. 100 years old. Prologue. The theory of everything. Stable core, disruptive edge. When, 10 years into my career, I made the move from being an engineer and manager at the TI Group to being a researcher and teacher at the University of Oxford, I was immediately struck by how fundamentally different the mindsets of the two organizations were. At TI, it was all about the short term, hitting daily sales targets, achieving monthly budgets. At Oxford, it was about the long term, conducting research over several years, working on ideas that might bear fruit only many years later, and preparing students for the future. While I was at TI, the short-term approach seemed to make sense. After all, I reasoned, if you don't survive the short term, you won't make it to the long term. But my Oxford experience started to make me doubt the wisdom of this view. Over time, I came to realize that, if applied as a driving principle, the short term can actually destroy the long term. Attention is diverted from the important to the immediately visible. Sales get brought forward, investment gets cut. All in the name of hitting a particular target. The short term may be necessary, I concluded, but it's no guarantee of ultimate survival and may indeed conspire against it. TI's fate rather proved the truth of my insight. It failed and was bought by the Smiths Group. A decade later, in 2012, I found myself working with UK Sport, the funding body for the British Olympic teams, who had recently enjoyed their best performance ever at a Summer Games. They finished third with 65 medals and were seeking to build on this success. On learning that they had looked at various arts organisations for inspiration, I contacted the Royal Academy of Music, the Royal College of Art, and the Royal Shakespeare Company, and discovered that they too had the long-term view of success that I had encountered at Oxford. Like Oxford, they had been around for a long time. Intrigued, I started, in tandem with 4 other researchers, to look at the organisations with long pedigrees, from educational establishments such as the University of Cambridge, founded in 1209, and Eton College, 1440, to sports organisations that ranged from New Zealand's All Blacks, 1884, to the Lawn Tennis Association, 1888, and from such manufacturers as Morgan Cars, 1909, and Rolls-Royce Engines, 1904, to Moorfields Eye Hospital, 1805, the Royal Marines, 1664, and the BBC, 1922. I soon discovered that all these organisations, which I came to refer to as the Centennials, shared the same mindset. They set themselves ambitious long-term goals and refused to be deflected by short-term gains in their pursuit of them. Their philosophy was that, while it was necessary to keep a constant eye on the ground immediately in front of them, their focus should always be on the horizon. There was an analogy here, I thought, with the discovery of the atom. First posited by the Greek philosopher Democritus back in the 5th century BCE, it became a key focus of the work of a series of outstanding scientists who shared the single goal of unravelling its secrets. The English chemist John Dalton laid the foundations of modern atomic theory in 1808, with his method for calculating the weight of different atoms and his embryonic periodic table. A fellow chemist, Michael Faraday, then accidentally discovered that atoms were not the smallest particles, though it took the work of the English physicist John Thomson 60 years later to narrow in on what would later be called electrons. At the end of the century, Marie and Pierre Curie, along with Henri Becquerel, refined the picture further with their discovery of radioactivity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?